Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. We've talked before on the show about the latest trends on TikTok. There's a new thing on TikTok every single week, but two of them have caught our attention as it relates to personal finance. The first is loud budgeting, and the second is soft savings. So we're going to take a closer look at these two things with Leslie Ann Scorti. She is a personal finance columnist at the Toronto Star. She's a money coach, and she is the founder of MeVest, and she joins us now from Toronto. Hello there.
Hello.
Loud budgeting. Okay, so define loud budgeting.
Like, basically, I can finally tell you, Bruce, that I'm not going to dinner with you because your restaurant is too expensive for my budget.
And really? Okay.
We can actually, I'm joking, but we can actually now say out loud what our financial goals are and not be shamed for keeping to them. And I love the trend. You and I have known each other for a number of years. Yeah. You know, I host a loud budgeting community where people are extremely loud about their financial priorities. And they're kind of used to saying out loud, you know, this does fit my budget, this doesn't fit my budget. Declining social invitations when they're just not quite, you know, right for their priorities. So what I love is, like, finally, it's kind of cool to talk out loud about what you're working on with your money. And I think that's a good thing.
Sure.
Honesty, right?
On TikTok, it's a 30-second video or a one-minute video. You could say that some of the nuance is lost here. As you provide a bit more color commentary on loud budgeting, what would you say about how to do this effectively? Because I can see that if you did it without any preamble, some of your friends would be like, who are you? And what are you?
Right.
Like, no, go back to your TikTok. Don't be talking about like that to me.
It seems out of character, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So first step is to be a loud budgeter. If you want to get on this, you actually have to have goals and you have to have a budget that's worked into your goals. So I always say, you know, really, this is a perfect time. Think about what you want to work on this year. Is it starting an RSP, maybe saving a down payment, maybe raising your credit score? Who knows what it's going to be? You then have to have a budget, right? Because, like, how can you talk about your budget when you don't have one? So it doesn't matter the tool, the template, the app that you use. This is about the practice, the art and consistency of putting your goals into your budget and then sticking with it. So that's kind of the first part, is having those goals and making that budget template. And then here's the fun part, is as you go about your day-to-day life and you're having these social interactions, you might, you know, gently start with telling your friends, yes, I'm going to go to that thing because it does fit my budget, or no, I'm not going to go to the fancy restaurant or whatever because it doesn't. And I always think of the example of, you know, like bachelor parties or bachelorette parties or someone's, you know, family vacation that you get invited to, and it's like thousands of dollars. Mm. And, you know, I think what's really cool is the loud budgeting practice kind of says, when this stuff comes up, you immediately address it in a tone that works for you. So find your own tone and voice. For some people, this is like extremely detailed, right? They're going to give really detailed versions of their budget. In other cases, it'll be a bit more high level. But find your own vibe and say out loud, like in your WhatsApp group, you know, guys, I cannot do this bachelorette weekend because it's just not working with my financial priorities this year. You know, if anybody wants to go camping, I'd like that.
Right. Now, I can imagine it would not be uncommon for someone on that WhatsApp chat, in particular, the bride-to-be, to say, if you really loved me, if you really cared about this friendship, you would come. You'd make a different priority call. How do you address that?
Oh, it's so tricky, right? I think this is where those honest conversations have to happen. And this is where I think you should get personal. If you are coming into that clash with somebody who is super important to you, you need to have that private conversation. So maybe you can tell them a little bit more about what you're working on, and maybe they'll understand more. But I think, you know, I actually saw this with two women in my community a couple of years ago, where one of them declined being a bridesmaid in the other's wedding. And it had so much to do with the fact she couldn't afford it. And the two of them actually worked it out. I loved what they came up with, which was they ended up splitting some of the costs because the bride could afford to do that and the bridesmaid couldn't. And I think that the more honesty that is added to those personal conversations, the better. So it's actually part of kind of like the third part of the process in these honest conversations. You should be able to get some support from your friends, and they should, if they're good friends, be able to ask you how you're doing with your goals, almost like a built-in accountability with them. But you just can't go wrong with honesty. These are tricky conversations.
They're tricky conversations. I do want to make sure we address this other trend on TikTok. And I don't know how connected it is, but the idea of soft savings. Define that.
All right. Well, this is kind of like the second TikTok trend of 2024. Basically, it is that, 20 and 30 somethings are saying they would rather spend their money on experiences versus saving for the future. And it's not one or the other. What they're saying is, I don't want to save as much for the future as maybe previous generations, as you know, 40 somethings or 50 somethings used to save. Instead, I'd rather save less, enjoy my life today, and down the road, I may end up working longer. Here's the thing though, like I got some opinions on soft savings. You got to be careful, right? Like you just don't need to do it. You need to save something. So soft saving is basically like if previous generations were saving 15% of what they were, taking home, the soft savers might be saving more like 8% or 5%. And the rest of that money, it's going to Costa Rica. It's going elsewhere.
I love Costa Rica. I will say this trend is much more troubling to me than loud budgeting. And I don't know how much of this really is the generational dynamic. It's just not how I was raised. And how much of it is the core value that I have about a life created for the present and the future.
And
we know we're going to live, most of us are going to live into our late 80s, early 90s.
Or I was going to say even into the 90s, right? We're talking about this trend really being resonating really very well with like 20 somethings, right? And their life expectancy is into the late 90s. That's kind of what the data is showing. I find the trend interesting and somewhat troubling as well, because I think it is so critical to save early in your life in an effort to capitalize on compounded returns into your portfolio. And the younger you start, the easier it is to achieve that compound interest, reinvested returns. The reality is if you are going to be a soft saver, don't be a no saver. Make sure you're doing something. And as your income grows, just know that there's going to be a need, very likely need, for you to catch up. Catching up gets harder as you get older, which is why I think striking that balance early in your, 20s, 30 somethings could be a good thing.
Yeah, you and I are both early savers. Anyone who knows anything about our journey knows we started early. And I think the exercise that I would almost require for someone who wants to do soft savings is have them project out to their 80s and 90s and think about how they are going to put food in their fridge, because it certainly isn't going to be CPP or some other private pension, is it?
Correct. And like, I like compound interest calculators. I think they do a lot of work for us. So here's what I say to all the soft savers out there is put your savings into a compound interest calculator. Pick whichever one is your favorite. I don't care. See what it looks like in retirement and then run the reverse, because most of those calculators have the option to put in when you retire and then see how much you have left over and for how long that money lasts. And you will then get a sense of, is this enough? So for every person, it's going to be different, but we do know it is so critical to create that financial resiliency for the later years. And like, you know what? I found myself, I can be a good saver, a solid saver, and still have the things that I want in my life. It is about balance. It's about prioritization. Now, do I have everything I want in my life? No, I would still like a new kitchen and I am going to have one someday, but I will have it at a time when it makes more sense.
Yeah. Leslie Ann, lovely to talk to you. Thank you for this.
Thank you for having me.
Leslie Ann Scorgi, personal finance columnist for the Toronto Star, founder of MeVest, and TikToker extraordinaire. The latest two trends, loud budgeting and soft savings.